5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You crazy mother.
Thanks for listening to Skip the Small Talk, a podcast that gets to the point with short bite-sized clips for anyone in a hurry. I'm your host, Matt Richardson. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to another episode of Skip the Small Talk. Today I am here with the Gutter Squad. How's it going, guys?
Hey,
it's going, good. It's going great. How is it going with you?
It's going well. It's not too bad, yeah. So I am here with Nora, Adrian, and Finn.
Yes.
All right. And, yeah, so you guys are a new up-and-coming skateboard apparel and skate gear shop, right? Like, you guys got a skate crew basically formed. You got product. You got designs.
Yeah, we got
skaters.
As much as we can get, man.
Yeah. Cool.
Getting it all started. And,
cool.
Yeah.
So how'd you guys, like, start this?
It really was, what, 4 years? We said 4 years ago, right?
4 years, yeah.
He was living with me and my family for the summer because we were just like, oh, we're going to go and we're going to do all this, like, we were working together and, you know, whatever. And it just kind of came out of nowhere. We would just skate every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's pretty much all we did other than, like, go to a couple more comic shops.
Yeah.
Love of the sport.
Yeah.
Love of the sport. Oh, we had this, you know, collective. We would just go downtown and just, you know, just skate all day, and we were like, well, we need a name for ourselves, you know? And it was just around the time where Nora and I had, like, gotten into, like, designing clothes and clothes making and stuff. So we already had the name Gutter Squad for, you know, our collective, our group, and we're just like, screw it, just throw that on the merch, and that's what that is.
Nice.
And, yeah.
Nice. And then, Finn, you're the designer.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I tried
to design the shirts and the boards.
Yeah, I take their ideas and put them on a computer and work off of that.
That's cool. They keep you busy, I'm assuming?
They do, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, she
ideas.
Just came to me the other day and was like, I got this idea, and I drew it out.
That's cool. You got a little, like, someone that can help you with that? Like a, basically got a full team right now.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's nice. That's what makes it probably a lot easier too, right? Because there's a lot that goes into creating it.
So much.
it's a pain in the ass.
It gets hectic.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, just keeping up with, like, especially inventory and all that. Like,
You
gotta keep up with that. And
so you got a bunch of inventory?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
We're actually got a new design coming pretty soon, so.
A new what?
A new design.
Really?
Like, yeah, we're, you know, doing some big things lately.
Cool. Yeah. How do people go and get your stuff if they want to check out your shit?
Oh, man, right on the website. We have all our product.
The online shop is linked to the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they get it through your online shop, go to Facebook. Gutter Squad Skateboard on Facebook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Okay. Everyone listening, go follow that for sure. So how long you guys been skateboarding? Who skateboards how long?
Okay, definitely
Nora.
So I've been skateboarding for as long as I can remember. You know, it was really the first thing that I really fell in love with. Like, even, like, falling the way I used to, like, on this, like, because we lived in Lake Station, so our road wasn't the best.
Okay. Yeah.
And falling out there, man, was like gravel. But even at the age I was at, I was like, you know, I'd bleed for this shit, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I used to be a skateboarder, so I definitely have had my share of scrapes and cuts and scars.
It gets rough.
It does.
Real painful falls, man.
The lower half of my legs are just
fucked. You gotta love the sport in order to continue, and, like, for the years that I put into it and you guys put into it, I mean, you gotta love it at that point, because you give it up pretty quick after the first couple of shin whacks. Some people are like, nope, this ain't for me.
Yeah, never again.
And shinners are the worst,
right? Shinners suck.
Or there's credit cards right up the fucking snare.
Right up Main Street, man.
Yeah. It's the worst one.
Yeah.
Right in the gooch.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are never fun. Yep.
I just really, though, I worry about my head. That's the only thing I protect when I fall.
Right?
Like,
that's
the one,
sketchy, dude. You get hit hard, change you, man.
We've taken so many falls, like, when we were at Lake Station.
Yeah.
That one, just like, oh.
Yeah.
I fell off of this off of this ledge that's pretty high up, and instead of falling and, like, catching my balance, I fell backwards.
Oh.
And all I care about is my head, so I just put my hands like that and took it to the back and just pushed all the air out of me.
Got
dang.
All the wind knocked out of her.
Oh, it was, really?
Yeah, it was rough.
That's rough.
Yeah.
You got body slammed by the world.
Well, like, I mean, get the air knocked out of you. You can still get back up and go.
Universe.
Yeah. It was intense.
hit your head, you're done for the day, you know?
Concussion?
Right.
So.
Jeez.
That's tough. One of us do.
That's rough, dude.
Yeah.
You get hit in the head so hard, you could be changed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or you could, like, learn Spanish instantly.
I wish that happened with me. For real. I took 3 years of that shit and failed everything.
You know, if you technically think about it, it's kind of worth the risk. Just kidding.
Yeah, really.
Like, 50-50 chance I may learn Spanish or be really good at math.
I could be bilingual, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, it's kind of worth it.
I got to, like, eat from a straw.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they put Taco Bell down the straw either.
Yeah. That'd be the worst.
50-50. So, for the Gutter Squad, how often do you guys, like... do new designs or post new content? Like, how often do you guys... Are you guys, like... Is this a full-time job for you guys? Or are you just doing this more on the side right now?
We're constantly, like... You know, we have other stuff to tend to, you know, throughout the day and stuff. But we're constantly always, like, in the back of our minds, like, thinking of new stuff.
Cool.
To, you know,
always
put out there.
Some product, too.
Right.
Nice.
So,
We do, like... almost every season, pretty much.
Yeah, we're gonna keep it, you know, the first couple
pretty
years...
consistent.
Every other season, drop a, you know... whatever line we're working on.
Nice.
And we have,
something,
you know, plenty
fresh
of ideas.
Oh,
yeah,
we have
just to keep it.
Stuff.
So where do you see this taking off in the next decade? Where do you want to be in the next decade with this?
At least a physical shop at
that
point.
In a decade, I want
at least
my warehouse too.
Nice. Like a Rob Dyrdek Fantasy Factory one?
More skatable, though.
Come on.
That'd be
you
dope.
Know you know you want the Fantasy Factory.
That'd be dope.
You're definitely doing that.
But, you know, just the warehouse with a couple of ramps and just keep all my extra boards in.
That's cool.
Because they take up so much room in the house now.
Oh, yeah. We have a little teeny tiny apartment and we just got one... side of a living room dedicated to skateboards and
I thought you put a ramp in there. I was like, you shit.
Oh, yeah.
Ramp
in there. Yeah.
You do that right in the kitchen, too. That would work.
That's cool, though. So, skate shop eventually.
Yeah.
So, you want to actually have a front where you sell boards, shirts, all that stuff.
Oh, most definitely.
Cool.
Yeah, we have a bunch of plans for that, too, though. I was saying that I would like to peddle them out into the skate shops because, you know, we've tested them heavily. I made sure before we picked a manufacturer that you know,
so you're picky with your boards.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
that's really good to know, listeners. So their boards aren't Walmart boards.
No,
definitely not that.
No,
they actually ride their own boards and they like their own boards, right? You guys enjoy the board, right? So that's important, right?
No.
You buy a cheap Walmart board. Fuck that.
Yeah,
like,
it
gets fun. It gets waterlogged.
I wouldn't trust a skateboard company that didn't like their boards.
Yeah. Do you guys do trucks and everything or just deck, right?
Just the deck
over right now.
Cool.
And shirts.
Shirts and clothing.
Nice. Hella clothing.
That's awesome, man. I like what you guys are doing. Definitely. Everyone who is listening, you know, go check out their site, go check out their gear, share the shit out of it, buy the merch, definitely, and buy my merch when I have it, too.
No. Oh,
but it's gonna come.
It's gonna be fire.
I need some. All right, well, you guys are welcome to come back anytime. And I had a great podcast. We had a long podcast earlier that we'll be posting. If you guys want to listen to more, go check them out on the other videos coming up. There's definitely more. Yeah, we talk about aliens and crazy shit. So
a whole lot of this shit.
Is the professional one.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is an awesome podcast, guys. I appreciate it. We're gonna keep going with this too, and we'll update and have you out here in a couple months and
for sure
do another one.
Sweet.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
for listening, everyone. Thanks for listening to Skip the Small Talk podcast. If you like the video, smash that like and subscribe button to help the page grow. Thanks, everyone. Till next time.